Firehouse Radio at blogtalkradio.com. You can interact with the show by calling 760-888-5749 or use the hashtag PWP Radio on Twitter. Here are your hosts, Jay Leno and Will TLD Vapidez.
TLD.
Yeah.
Four-time tag team champion. I'm curvy. I'm cute. I'm a champion.
Folks, it's phenomenal what I do. You get to lay on TLD.
Buy everything, damn it. I'm TLD. Brand new deals that we have at TLDWrestling.com.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to play this song while it's still in the background. But ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. We are looking for callers tonight. I might be all by myself, but trust me, I could talk all night. Remember, the number to call in is 760-888-5749. Call in tonight. You could be a part of radio history. This is the first time we are going right after Impact Wrestling to give you some blogtalkradio.com. More specifically, ProWrestlingPowerhouse.com is offering some great, great feedback on tonight's show. We want to have a discussion with anybody, and it doesn't even have to be TNA Impact. It could be anything that went on, especially that on the show. We found out that WWE's main event, the first title change happened with Kofi Kingston. We can talk about that. But we're going to run down the show tonight, and we are going to make sure that you go to blogtalkradio.com or in our Facebook page, like us. Make sure you look at the great articles that we have, especially on TNA. This is going to be a TNA hot show. This was the fallout from TNA's Bound for Glory. Bound for Glory was probably one of the best shows of the year. It's gotten amazing feedback. So people really enjoyed it, and this was the first Impact since Bound for Glory, and it kind of wrapped up everything tonight. We saw the Aces and Eights. We also saw Sting in action, which is a rarity on Impact Wrestling. We saw the celebration ceremony of Jeff Hardy with bringing back his old championship title. A lot of amazing things happened tonight, but the only way that you can be part of the discussion is either doing hashtag PWP Radio or calling in at 760-888-5749. We are doing a lot of shows this month to keep the ball rolling with Pro Wrestling Powerhouse. We want to be able to utilize Blog Talk Radio as much as possible so we can promote, get feedback from you fans, and we hope that you fans call in and enjoy this amazing show that we have. And Jay, I'm sure, is listening in, and I'm sure he's very happy that I'm here. So let's get to it tonight. Let's talk a little bit about, at the beginning of the show, what happened. It was pretty obvious that at Bound for Glory, if you didn't know, the Aces and Eights won their match against Bully Ray and Sting. The big shocker, though, that came out of it was Mr. Testify himself, Devon, ended up being one of the members of the Aces and Eights. However, many people thought he was the leader of the Aces and Eights, and we found out tonight that that was actually not the case. Aces and Eights came out to the ring, and they ended up, basically what they ended up doing was come to the ring. Someone on the screen came up applauding them. Devon came out. All wearing black, and basically ran down the TNA, and they're here to destroy it. And he brought up some pretty amazing facts, some things I totally forgot about. One in particular that caught my attention was he mentioned something about Bubba taking out his family, or Bully Ray, I should say. And I remember about a year back when the whole breakup happened, that was indeed what happened. Bully Ray took out one of his kids, and that's what kind of separated the Team 3D, and it was a good point to bring up in that promo. So Devon was getting the You Sold Out chance, and he has a patch with the Aces and Eights but he is not the leader of the Aces and Eights. So there's still more to go with the storyline. This is not far from over, and I do like the fact that they are unmasking him a couple at a time. I think it brings some intrigue on who the next guy is going to be unmasked, and each guy is going to have a role in the Aces and Eights. For whatever it is, I believe he's some kind of he has some kind of a role in the Aces and Eights. Not exactly sure what that is, but what happened was Sting came out to the ring with Jared Bischoff. Of course, that's everyone's favorite wrestler in the world. Chavo Guerrero, a bunch of other guys, and Bully Ray. And they ended up having a what we call a war in the beginning of the show. And it ended up being that, well, hey, they're going to have a war, but they ended up running away. Aces and Eights ran away. Hogan laid out a challenge to D-Von, and D-Von, as they're being very, very hesitant, accepted and decided that, hey, I'm going to go fight Sting. And that's exactly what was going to be set up. The main event was set up for the show, as it was going to be D-Von versus Sting, a good main event featuring two very known, well, talents. And I like D-Von in this heel role. We have never really seen D-Von as a heel before. The only time we saw him when he was, like, basically as a singles competitor when he was doing the Reverend D-Von over in WWE with good old Batista as his reverend, or deacon, whatever it was, who cares. We try to forget that. So that was this is the first time we've seen D-Von in new light, and I do like D-Von being a heel. I think it's going to work really well for this company, and I think going forward, as right now he is the only face of the Aces and Eights, and going forward we're going to see what happens, but it was a good start to the show. But the fans clearly wanted Bully Ray to fight D-Von, and there's a lot of animosity now. Bully Ray is now officially a face, I guess. And what's great is about this is that Bully Ray is already white as a heel, so you might as well make him a face, and now he's going to be bullying around trying to get to D-Von. This could build for a long time. I could see these guys really having a battle with each other, you know, whether it be a tables match or anything like that. So it's going to be great to watch. I'm very interested in what's going to be going forward with that. But they're trying to hold back Bubba or D-Von. I'm sorry, totally off that. Trying to hold off Bubba Ray. He's doing his best that he can, but eventually he's going to snap, and it's going to be hell to pay for D-Von. So we're going to move on to the next thing. We found out that Championship Thursday is coming back. I guess they're going to have like this theme going forward with Championship Thursday, where a title has to be defended on the show. And it turns out Jeff Hardy's world title is going to be on the line next week. So next week, it will be Jeff Hardy defending his title against one of four guys. We don't know who it is. Basically, Hogan's going to pick. Quite interesting how they do it. I don't understand it. Instead of having a match to prove who the better man is, Hogan is just going to pick someone. And you have to earn that pick spot. So it I don't understand. They've done this before. It doesn't really make too much sense to have Hogan just pick a guy, because then all three of those other guys can be so pissed at Hogan and pissed at the company that they don't want to wrestle for him. I just don't understand. But that's the storyline they're going with. Mr. Anderson has already been given that spot. And also, James Storm was given that spot. And they were going to have two matches to figure out who the other guys were going to be. And that's where we are going forward. The first match of the night was a television title match. So they are actually putting the television title on the line every week, which is good because we get to see Samoa Joe every week. Nothing wrong with Samoa Joe being on television every single week. He went against my man from the Jersey Shore, Robbie E. Robbie E coming out in those beautiful blue and green sweatshirts. The sweatshirts are so beautiful to watch. You have to buy one, folks. If you want to be a, you know, like Robbie E, and you all should be, you should definitely get that. But also, check out Robbie E, because also Robbie E's got a special show called The Wisp, the Bro List, and that is on TNA today. They have it on the TNA YouTube site. It is a really good show. I think people should go out and look on TNA. Robbie's got a really cool YouTube show. In fact, I looked at the ratings. That show gets more ratings than anything else on there. They should take advantage of that and have that on a live impact. I think people would like it. I think Robbie is entertaining enough. This is the last year of the Jersey Shore show, so they might as well get as much as they can out of the guy. More specifically, they should get something out of the gimmick. Moving forward, Samoa Joe basically takes him out with a muscle buster and gets that clutch in, and Samoa Joe retains and keeps his championship belt from TNA, the TV title. Pretty cool. Really liked it. You know, Samoa Joe is a strong TV champion. He's giving that title some build. It's fun to watch. And right afterwards, of course, Robbie E tries to get at Joe, but was unable to. And that's the end of that. So let's go on. Robbie P, anyway, was trying to attack Joe. My fault. I apologize. Make sure we have to call into the show, 760-888-5749. Let's move forward. And let's talk about Tara and her Hollywood boyfriend. His name is Jesse Gyres or something like that. Who knows? The whole storyline, I guess, what they're doing is Tara is now in a relationship with his boyfriend, Jesse. For those of you who did not know, he was on The Big Brother, which I have no interest in watching. But he was on The Big Brother. So this is the relationship between it, and they call themselves the hottest couple on the planet. And they make out a lot, and she's obviously very upset or obsessed with him. It was strange at the show when Jesse came out as the big surprise. To be honest, I wasn't impressed by it. But after tonight, I could see where this could actually work. And I'm going to get to that. I know people are probably listening to this like, oh, my God, how can this work? It can work. There are ways of working. I'm going to explain why a little bit, where this works. Because Tara was going against ODB tonight in a non-title match. ODB had her cell phone in her pocket or near her ring as she keeps trying to talk to Eric Young. Because the storyline is Eric Young is basically missing or is not being present for any of the matches. And ODB, I guess, thinks that he's cheating or doing something like that. But during the match, ODB would keep going back to her phone and would keep distracting her and, you know, basically, you know, trying to answer the phone the whole time during the match, which I thought was pretty funny. It's a kind of an interesting concept that, you know, you have ODB, you know, taking the phone during the match and getting distracted. But Tara took advantage of that. But there were points in the match where Jesse got into ODB's her large chest, which he didn't clearly like, which I don't know why, because they're pretty damn big, but bigger than Tara's, that's for sure. But Tara got very upset with ODB trying to, like, get on her man, and eventually ODB spit some of that liquor right into Jesse's face and takes him down. And eventually what happens is ODB nails the TKO and wins the match against Tara. ODB defeats Tara, you know, for quite shocking, actually, because Tara is a knockouts champion, and ODB defeats her in the first night as champion. It's quite interesting, and it's clear they're going forward with this direction of ODB versus Tara, but also involving Jesse and Eric Young, because Eric Young is now on television. He's on cable television, and Jesse was on network television on The Big Brother. This could work for a couple reasons. One, Jesse is looking worse. Basically, Russell took out Jesse, and Jesse could be used as kind of like that playboy. Like, he's a big, strong guy, but ODB just takes him out every time that he got on the apron or got the best of him. So it was definitely interesting to see how Jesse was utilized tonight. And the relationship with Tara and Jesse actually got into a problem because eventually ODB won. And ODB was the winner of that match. So I do see this going forward with Jesse being outside and Eric Young. And there's a clash of the Hollywood couples going at each other. And you could use the Knockouts Championship to be a part of this. I know the Knockouts tag belts aren't defended a lot. Eric Young has one of the belts, and I would not be surprised if Tara and Jesse go after those tag belts and win it. I'm sure that's a plan going forward. But let's move on to what happened after that. They had AJ Styles and Kurt Angle talking in the back. This is going to be a triple threat match. Kurt Angle versus Christopher Daniels and AJ Styles. And this match is to determine who is going to fight for the number one contendership against Jeff Hardy's title. But obviously, with AJ Styles and Kurt Angle, there's going to be some animosity going on between them. And that was a setup of the show that was coming up later on tonight. Next up, though, the next match that we had was Kid Cash and Gunner, the two tattoo guys, going against Chavo Guerrero and Hernandez. And is this me, or does Chavo and Hernandez need a tag team name? They need a tag team name. I don't know. You can't keep calling them Chavo and Hernandez. I just feel like they have to have some kind of a team name, and that's something that TNA, since Beer Money, really hasn't done. They don't have any tag team names. They had, you know, Ink Inc. They had the Motor City Machine Guns. They had Beer Money. Now they have just two guys, and they're putting them together as a team, but they're not having a team name, which I think is a significant thing. Remember, I did pro wrestling, and I still do. And my tag team was the Inner Circle, and we were a damn good tag team. That's right, six-time tag team champion. That's how good I am as a pro wrestler. I could talk about me all night, folks, but we're talking about TNA right now. So I think they need to pick up on that. They need to start getting a tag name for these two, because I'm worried that the fans, they put them against two guys that were not well-liked, but I'm worried that Chavo and Hernandez are going to face someone that just will get the best of them, and people will like them more than Chavo and Hernandez, and I'm worried about that. And I said that on the Bound for Glory show, that could indeed happen. So that match took place. Wasn't nothing spectacular about it. The winners were Chavo Guerrero and were Hernandez. They win that match. Wins with the Frost Splash crossbody for the win. And next up, coming out, after that, they had Joseph Park in the back. And Joseph Park started getting on Hogan, wanting to fight them. And Joseph Park, as we all know, is Abyss. But he's using this new character, you know, which ended up getting over. You know, he's on Twitter, he uses the Twitter handle, and he gets over pretty well. But Bully Ray wants to be one of the four men picked against Jeff Hardy, which he is getting. But there is that trust issue with Hogan and Bully Ray. Would you trust Bully Ray? I mean, come on, folks. Honestly, if that guy was walking the street, you would not trust that guy for one single second. So we're going to get into hour two. Before we get to the big thing that happened with Austin Aries and Jeff Hardy, we're going to take a little bit of a break. I'm going to play some theme music because guess what? This is my show. Jay Valetto's not here. Remember, if you want to call into the show, it's 760-888-5749. I'm going to play my theme music a little bit, which, by the way, you can get by emailing me, tldwrestling@gmail.com. It's the best song and ringtone that's out there on the market, and you don't even have to pay for it. You get it for totally free. You can go to my website, tldwrestling.com. But also, while I'm on my little break, you can go to prowrestlingpowerhouse.com. Check out the site. Look at some of the articles that are written, and I'll be right back with more of TNA Impact.
It's TLD.
Yeah.
Four-time tag team champion. I'm curvy. I'm cute. I'm a champion. Folks, it's phenomenal what I do. You get to lay on TLD.
Buy everything, damn it. I'm TLD.
Brand new deals that we have at TLDWrestling.com. I love this stuff. TLD merchandise only available at where? That's right, TLDWrestling.com.
I'm a 2001 Golden Gloves Heavyweight Champion.
That's the TLD Bear is still around. TLD Pin!
in the mirror. I'm cuddly.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back for the second part of Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio here at blogtalkradio.com. Definitely can interact with the show. All you have to do is call in. The number is 760-888-5749. If you have any questions or anything that you would like to talk about tonight, I could definitely use you to come onto the show. I'm all by myself, but you know what? I got my drink of water now. High-quality H2O to keep my throat going for the next 38 minutes. I'll be just fine. But if you want to call in, hey, that's great. If you want to listen to the show, great, because guess what? This show, even if you don't listen to it live, will be on iTunes. We have every single show on iTunes. There you go. You can go to iTunes, look up Pro Wrestling Powerhouse. You can download the shows. They can auto-come to your computer for free. And I know this so much because, hey, I work for the company that it's on. So definitely go and check it out. It's great to have all the shows. I get to listen back to them, listen to people calling in, and it's great to have. So we hope that you fans are enjoying the content. We are trying to get as much content as we can. We still have the big list that has been brought to our attention for you Pro Wrestling Powerhouse listeners. We're looking for the top 20 wrestlers on your list. It's a hard thing to choose from, but take your time. Make sure PLD is on that list. I should be at least number one, number two at least. I mean, where else can you put me other than number one and number two? But in case you don't want to put me on there, that's okay. I forgive you. I understand you don't want to get all that attention. But definitely send in that list. It's prowrestlingpowerhouse@gmail.com. Send your list in, and we are going to eventually have a very special show that will show all 20 wrestlers. We're going to go down the list for those who are on. Me, Jay Leto, and my water will be ready for that show. So make sure you join us for that show. It will be up on a future date. So let's go back to Impact Wrestling that happened on Spike TV. We had Jeff Hardy come out. He is getting some cheers, some boos. You know, he has his old belt again. He's actually using the title that he, the old purple belt that he got, the special belt he got when he was part of the heel faction. Now, I get it. People don't like the fact that Jeff Hardy has a title that, to be honest, is not, it doesn't even look like a world title. It's cool. But he's using the old purple title that actually was a heel belt really in the beginning. Because Jeff Hardy, you know, they made the belt. They really didn't get much use out of it. So I'm guessing that's why they're kind of using it. So Jeff Hardy's got that old belt back. He raises it up in the air. They have confetti go off. He got, you know, it's quite interesting. So, you know, that we, Jay sent us a tweet here. You know, so there you go. Jay is listening in. Thank you, Jay, for giving me that little shout-out. That is awesome. I like the fact that Jay is here with me in spirit via Twitter. You know, Twitter. Thank you very much for that. We got some little Twitter there. That's pretty cool. So let's move on. It's going. So Jeff Hardy comes out with his belt. He's thanking the creatures, which I'm not a creature, by the way. I am a human being. I am not a creature. And he's going to defend his week next week, which he's very happy. But Austin Aries comes out singing Celebration, you know, with this theme music, which is absolutely great. I think it's hilarious. He's singing before he even comes out. I could sing, too, but I don't want to give that away. People, you got to pay for my stuff for that. So he comes out with, of all things, balloons and cookies. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. He comes out with cookies. So, very odd gift, but hey, he brings up the cookies, which the fans definitely wanted. They wanted cookies, but I guess he didn't get them that. So he gives, you know, he gives Hardy his, you know, saying, hey, you beat me. He's the first guy on pay-per-view to beat him, which is an interesting fact, the fact that he beats him. So he did beat him for the first time on pay-per-view. So ever since Aries ever came in, that's quite an accomplishment. And in fact, I believe there's an article I read about that. I believe there was an article that was written by someone from the show and brought up some pretty amazing facts about, you know, what happened on TNA. It was quite interesting. It was like the first like matchup, first Bounce of Glory that Bobby that someone won. It was just a lot of interesting facts about this year's Bound for Glory, which makes it special, which is really great. So the fans were kind of going in between the both of them. You know, Hardy and Aries were both getting cheered in Arizona. And you really did, you know, there was a 50-50 split. And here was almost the same idea. You know, we found out that Aries does get a rematch clause. But he's going to wait on that because he feels Hardy is going to crumble. And the first thing is he tried to give him the balloons, but he accidentally let go of the balloons and they flew up in the air. And, you know, he tried to get Jeff Hardy the cookies, but, you know, Jeff Hardy smacked the cookies out of the way. He mocks the title while he's like, oh, look, your face is on it, your face is on it. He actually spits on the title and believes that that belt represents everything Hardy is. And he spits right on it. He tries to give him a twist of fate, but he runs out of the ring. And Aries, you know, this new cocky Aries, you know, is good. I really do like Aries being a heel. I think being a face or a heel doesn't matter. I think he's really good at it, you know, at everything. I wonder how long Hardy's going to keep this belt, though, especially the purple belt. If anything, what they could do is they could bring out the old TNA belt, and Aries could just walk around with that belt claiming he's the real champion, and Hardy's carrying around that purple belt. I'm sure that every creature of the night would love to have in their room. In fact, I got like four of those in my room because I'm so good at what I do. That's pro wrestling, that's for sure. But I'm also good at radio because I can do a whole show by myself. I don't need anybody to help me out. And I can keep going because I got my water. And I got 3 days off, and I got wrestling this weekend. So trust me, I have all night. If this show could be 3 hours, hell, I would do it. So moving forward from that, we have our next match. It was AJ Styles versus Christopher Daniels, Mr. Apple Martini himself, one of the former World Tag Team Champions of the world, and Kurt Angle. Definitely match of the night. Great match between those three gentlemen. It's always good to see those three in action. It wasn't exciting, which is, you know, kind of blah. But you save it for the big shows. You save the big matches for, you know, their big pay-per-views, which WWE, unfortunately, is not doing, especially when they had Vince McMahon versus CM Punk. That could have been the Hell in the Cell match, honestly. If that happened, I would have sold the show for me, even more so. But Kurt Angle wins the match. So Kurt Angle is the winner. It's going to be between Kurt Angle, Mr. Anderson, James Storm, and Bully Ray. They're going to have deliberations, and next week, you know, I wonder who Hogan's going to pick. He's got three guys to choose from. You know, we don't know yet who it's going to be, but we'll find out later on. Maybe we'll get an answer, maybe we won't. Who knows? So going forward, by the way, the tension builds with AJ Styles. Kurt Angle went out to shake his hand, and AJ Styles walked away. So we could definitely see something happening here between Kurt Angle and AJ, that breakup. We've already seen them fight many times, so I don't know what they're going to do any differently than they already have done. But next up is my man, Mr. 1980s, John Morrison. Joey Ryan shakes the hand of Hulk Hogan, and Matt Morgan is there with him, and Mr. 87%, well, Hogan actually wants to become 97%. Don't know why, but he was trying to figure out why Morgan interfered. And they brought out some stuff that was quite interesting, and I wonder if this breaks the mold of pro wrestling. And maybe you fans could maybe listen to it and decide maybe what you think about it. Matt Morgan, basically when Hogan came into the Federation, he said he was going to make Matt Morgan a household name. He's been backing up Morgan, but he hasn't delivered anything good. He actually called, Matt Morgan called Hulk Hogan Terry and pushed Hogan against the wall, saying he's going to shove all the complaints of Hogan up his ass. Very, very interesting. In fact, they started talking about storylines and stuff like that. And this is a problem because the idea of pro wrestling is to get away from the reality of realism. And the fact that they brought up, you know, guys in the back, and they brought up guys that were, you know, they're talking about storylines and things like that. It's really interesting that they would bring that up about Morgan. And I don't know if that's just such a great idea, because they were giving away, like, oh, Morgan was supposed to be in the storyline, get pushed, and, you know, maybe Morgan just be pissed that he wasn't used, or maybe he wasn't called up to the roster or anything like that. But to bring up the writers and to bring up, you know, the storytellers behind everything really does break the mold of what pro wrestling is about. And the fact that he called him Terry, even though everyone knows his name, you know, it's quite interesting. I just don't know if that's a great idea or a bad idea. I don't personally think it's a good idea. You lose the realism by giving away the secrets of pro wrestling. And I think pro wrestling is kind of a secret in a way, if you really think about it. You don't know about the match. The only thing you know is that two guys are going to go fight each other. We are magicians in a way. We know what's going to happen throughout the match because we talk and we are able to communicate with each other. But the fans have no idea what's going to happen. They don't know the ending, the middle, and for anything. They could speculate, but they don't know what the answer is. So we're like magicians. But if you open up the doors in the back and you say, well, hey, the writers didn't have anything for you. What am I going to do? I tried my best. What you're basically saying is wrestling is scripted, which we all know that. But it's just, I don't understand why they would give details like that away. But Matt Morgan's been kind of interrupting shows, and he didn't do that tonight at all, which I thought he should have done. I think they both should have came out and interrupted something. But that's how they went with it. I don't know. I think giving away wrestling secrets is wrong. You know, I think there's just, you know, we already do enough. Like, when you watch a movie, the secrets are given away, but the behind the scenes. Wouldn't it be more special to know on how that stuff, you know, you want to know how it's done, but it's better to know when it wasn't, how it wasn't done. Like, a lot of people back in the day when VHS tapes were out and movies were out, you didn't know how they did Indiana Jones or Terminator 2. Now today, you know how it all's done because they show you the secrets. It's better just to not know about that stuff. At least in my opinion. I'm going to take a drink of water here. All right. They then showed James Storm came out to the ring. You know, what goes around comes around. He's like, I bled. I was able to beat my man Bobby Roode, and he did indeed. You know, he was chugging beer down, and now he wanted to do his own personal checklist, and now he got through all that. But his main goal now is the world title. And you'd think they would have put a kibosh on this story, but out comes the It Factor. Hashtag the It Factor. Bobby Roode comes out. And he says, no matter what you do, you can kick my ass, but without Bobby Roode, Storm would never have become a world champion. And if you think about it, in a way, it is true. But Kurt Angle also was injured in last year's Battle for Glory and had to give up the title. But they didn't give it to Bobby Roode, ladies and gentlemen. They gave it to James Storm. And then within 1 week, he lost the title to Bobby Roode. Just a little history lesson for you. And it looks like, and he gave him a last call, super kick to Bobby Roode, and Storm lays him out. Sorry about your damn luck. And there it is. That's how we end the segment. The Storm does have that chance to be one of the guys in the main event next week against Jeff Hardy for Championship Thursday. But we don't know. We don't know what's going to happen. We have to wait and see what's going to happen with that feud, if that feud will continue, if it will end. But based on tonight, with those two in the ring, it's clearly not over between the two of them. I just don't know what more they could do. I don't know how they're going to top their match. I just don't know what they're going to be able to do to stop it. So we'll see what goes on with that. And now we are at the final match of the evening. Quite interesting. They only had about four or five matches on this show. you know, which isn't bad, but it did feel like it was a little long. So I keep saying so a lot, as you noticed. Devon comes out from the Aces and Eights, and he is now the Sergeant of Arms. I believe that is now the name. And Sting comes out, and, you know, Devon attacks him right away. These guys have a, you know, Devon's showing a lot of character because Devon is, like, laughing in the ring. He's being a heel. He's not getting too many offensive moves on him, but every time he does an offensive move, he's kind of giving the fans, like, that, you know, the heat that he needs, and he's getting some good stuff, but Devon's getting cheers. So the fans are, I think, accepting that Devon is now the Sergeant of Arms of the Aces and Eights. He's not the leader, so he's definitely not the leader, but he's a Sergeant of Arms, and, you know, Devon's getting that recognition now that he's never gotten before, and he's going to be on that level of Bully Ray where people didn't think Bully Ray would succeed. But he did, and people knew Devon wasn't up to par with Bully Ray. But now you can see Devon is starting to climb that ladder to get to the same level as Bully Ray, because by the time you build this up right, it could be Devon versus Bully Ray. And I really, really hope they don't give the one-on-one match at the next pay-per-view. I'm just hoping they just don't do that. It's not necessary right now. This could be built up very, very nicely. But the ending result was the Aces and Eights, they come out and attack. And eventually, you know, they force the DQ in the match. And then out comes the TNA locker room. And we did not see. And you know, everyone started coming out. Even Jared Bischoff came out. And they had a brawl between the Aces and Eights and the Impact roster. Bully Ray comes out with a baseball bat. He makes the Aces and Eights run out. The program ends as Bully Ray is giving chase, but that's the end of the show. We never see Bully Ray or Devon ever get an exchange on each other or nothing. So they're trying to purposely keep them apart, and that's the end of Impact Wrestling. I'm going to take another drink for my recap here. Okay. So that was the show. I would say that the segments were more entertaining than the matches. I think the matches kind of lacked a little bit tonight. I just don't know why. I just don't think they had the right matches. I actually thought the first two matches were the best part, pretty much because I knew the ending of the Sting and the Devon match just was going to end in a chaotic thing anyway, so it really wouldn't have mattered, and, you know, obviously. So the first two matches I thought were great, but I think the women's match actually was the best match, only because ODB kept taking her phone out of her pocket. I thought that was just hilarious. And that was the end of Impact. I wouldn't say it was the best show. I think that the interaction between Jeff Hardy and Austin Aries was great. I think the beginning, setting up the Aces and Eights, was good. And the ending was good. You know, they have a lot of wars between each other. So it was an okay episode of Impact. I don't think it was the best. But we did see some development going on. And the significant development to me was Samoa Joe looking strong as a television champion. We have Tara and her boyfriend Jesse and ODB getting the victory over Tara, which now leads to a possible feud with ODB and Tara, which includes Eric Young and Jesse. I think Jesse can be a character on the show, but I don't know how significant it will be. But I think Jesse can play a role of more like he's outside, but always the wrestlers get the better of him. So he has those muscles, but he just doesn't have the skills to wrestle, obviously. And we know there's going to be a match with him at some point. So I think that tag war between ODB, Eric Young versus Tara and Jesse could be entertaining. I can see that going really well. I just hope Chavo and Hernandez, they need to get a tag team together and they need to get some attention, because I think that live cheat and steal thing they should start doing, because they need something. I'm really concerned about their development. Well, and of course, Austin Aries versus Jeff Hardy, that feud can go on. I think that's going to be a great feud to have. You know, most importantly, Christopher Daniels tonight was having his apple martini. Always important to have an apple martini before going to the ring. You know, Kurt Angle is now part of it. Next week is going to be Kurt Angle, Anderson, James Storms, and Bully Ray to find out who will be the number one contender for Jeff Hardy's world title. So that was a significant I Am the Ninth. And finally, they had the interaction between James Storms and Bobby Roode. So, again, a lot of the segments to me were more important than anything on the show. Devon and Sting, I don't think, was, like I said, was it a great match? Because you knew that the ending wasn't going to be anything, you know, anything but a DQ finish. One more drink. So that's going to end this show. We're going to end it off a little early tonight, which is all right. You know, people got to get the bag. I got a shoot I got to do tomorrow. I have to go to New York on Saturday. And Sunday I got some pro wrestling. I got a hardcore title match. That's right. Hardcore champion right here. Bruised up, but I'm all right. Make sure you go to brookwood4.com. You can see all the wrestling matches that I do, plus our weekly shows that we do on YouTube. You can check all those out. Now, to the plugs of Pro Wrestling Powerhouse. Make sure you check out Pro Wrestling Powerhouse. You can go to facebook.com/Pro Wrestling Powerhouse. Check that out. We also have a group page. You know, the group page is going strong with us. We have a lot of people liking it, joining it, you know, talking about it. There's a lot of buzz going on. We have WrestleMania coming up around the corner, so I'm looking forward to that. Me and Jay Leto are definitely going to that. So we'll be around. And maybe we'll bring a video camera. So that would be kind of nice, too, that we want to do that as well. So hopefully you fans will be around for that. Make sure you check out ProWrestlingPowerhouse.com. It's only the best website on the planet, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, what other site do you need to go to besides ProWrestlingPowerhouse.com, right? All your pro wrestling stuff is there. And on the main page right now, we still have that top 20 list of all time. Submit your list to the site. We're trying to create that entire list. The idea of the list is to have them all together. We're gonna have a point system, and we're going to figure out of all the people who chose the number 1 to number 20. So there's a lot of things going on. There's some great articles. I'm looking on here right now. They have a TNA Impact Insight special edition that was up there as well. You can read on that. Should Sting go to the WWE as TNA Hall of Famer? Sting, we don't know. So make sure you check that out. You can see us on iTunes as well. Make sure you download all the episodes. We need the ratings, not only for iTunes, but for Blog Talk Radio too. So that way people can download our show, check us out. Also, you can get all the shows here on Blog Talk Radio. We have all the shows here as well. But you get the best ones on iTunes. You can download it. Plus, we go into overtime, so when you watch us live, we will have overtime sometimes throughout the entire show, and you will get to listen to some other things that we normally don't hear on Blog Talk Radio, so that's the advantage of going to that. This was a great show. I'm all by myself. It's all right. I thank anybody who is listening, but I do appreciate it. So we'll have our show next Tuesday. We always have it every Tuesday night. Make sure you listen to the show at 9 o'clock. We will be on for an hour discussing what happened on Raw or anything else that's going on during the week. Last week, just on radio, we had an exclusive. We found out that Kofi Kingston became the Intercontinental title, which absolutely sucks. It does suck, ladies and gentlemen. The Miz is the champion. But we did find out that for Hell in a Cell, we are going to see The Miz versus Kofi Kingston for the Intercontinental title. So we will see that rematch played out. I don't know if it had something to do with that concussion kick from Hell, but maybe it did, maybe it didn't on that title change. But moving forward, 2 weeks, we have Hell in a Cell. Unfortunately, I will not be able to watch that show. I have a meeting I have to go to, so I can't watch it. I don't know if we're going to have live coverage or not of that show, but keep looking at ProWrestlingPowerhouse.com to check it out. Make sure you go to TLDWrestling.com. It's only the number 2 pro wrestling website on the planet, other than Pro Wrestling Powerhouse, of course. And I'm going to leave you off with my TLD theme song, which you can get at TLDWrestling.com. I want to thank anybody for listening in, joining in, supporting the site. I just found out, though, that we have a limited edition Pro Wrestling Powerhouse t-shirt. That's right. You could get a t-shirt. I don't know all the details. I'm sure Jay Leto can let you know. Look on his Twitter page. I believe he did mention about it. So make sure you get the Pro Wrestling Powerhouse t-shirt. Go on our Amazon store. Anything you want to buy on Amazon this holiday, go to the store. It helps the show out. Gets us a little bit of money, a little bit of money streaming in, you know, to keep this going. We need you fans to keep this going. We cannot stops. So thank you for joining in. My name is Will, the TLD Rapidez, or if you just want, call me TLV. I want to thank Jay Aletto for giving me the opportunity to talk this evening. So make sure, I'm not going to do his catchphrase, you know, keep it real, whatever the hell that means. My phrase at the end of every show will be this right now. Thank you for joining in for us here at Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio here at BlogTalkRadio.com. And always, always, always go buy TLD merchandise.
It's TLD.
Yeah.
Four-time tag team champion. I'm curvy. I'm cute. I'm a champion.
What I do. You get to lay on TLD.
Buy everything, Dennis. I'm TLD.
Brand new deals that we have at TLDWrestling.com.
I love this stuff. TLD merchandise only available at where? That's right, TLDWrestling.com.
Because I'm a 2001 Golden Gloves Heavyweight Champion.
That's the TLD Bear is still around.
TLD Pin.
It makes you want to go to the gym and work out and get.
I got TLD right here on my heart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh. Got time here.
Look at that sexiness right there.
Yeah. Like looking in the mirror.
I'm cuddly. I'm cute. I'm a champion.
Buy everything, damn it. I'm TLD.
Yeah, yeah.
It is TLD's birthday party.
So you can buy your own action figure. You can go against other guys like John Cena. You can TLD will kill them all.
Brand new merchandise wear at TLDWrestling.com.
Because I'm a 2001 Golden Gloves Heavyweight Champion.
I want to thank my mother for giving birth to me.
You can have all these TLD merchandise items in your house.
Folks, it's phenomenal what I do.
The TLD official warrior guy.
Buy everything, damn it. I'm TLD. I'm going to think of a wish. Wish came true. I still look good.
It's TLD. It's TLD.
Yeah.